Lu Xinmin is Deputy Director General for Climate Change with China's Ministry of Ecology and Environment. He says the guidelines for getting the Paris Agreement up and running are important, though not easy to finalize.
具体的分析主要体现在以下三个方面。
We should consider the following 3 points. First, parties should adhere to the principle of equity, which means that developed and developing countries should find common but differentiated responsibilities and acknowledge respective capabilities in light of different national circumstances. Then, we have to decide in which way the agreement should be carried out, in a voluntary way or an obligatory way. The other point is how much money should developed countries provide, and how will these countries fulfill their promises that have been made?
The Paris Agreement was signed by almost every country in the world at the 2015 Paris Conference. It took effect in November of 2016 with a target of holding the average global temperature increase to no higher than 2 Celsius above pre-industrial levels. At the 2009 Copenhagen Conference, developed countries pledged to provide $30 billion a year for 3 years until 2012 for poorer countries to adapt to the new climate change standards. That pledge is set to grow to $100 billion a year by 2020. Lu Xinmin says the Chinese side had 3 main priorities heading into the meetings in Poland.
第一个呢，就是要以推动达成巴黎协定实施细则。
Mapping out the detailed implementation guidelines for the Paris Agreement as scheduled should be the first key task. The interests of developing countries should be protected. The spirit and principles of the Paris Climate Agreement should be maintained.
Deputy Chief of the Chinese delegation, Go Haibo, says one of the main challenges will be the consistent monitoring of the countries involved in the Paris Accord.
现在全球上有这种单边主义抬头的这样的一个倾向。
The rising of unilateralism is also a challenge in dealing with climate change. If a deal cannot be reached, the multilateral governance surrounding climate change will be challenged. Despite the disputes and uncertainties, we hope that all parties are willing to complete the negotiations as planned. China is willing to participate in global environmental governance and will firmly support and implement the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and Paris Agreement.
This year's meetings in Poland will last until December the 14th. China's delegation is due to hold 25 sideline meetings, which are meant to showcase what's being done in China to mitigate climate change. For CRI, this is Huang Yue.